Hey, everybody. Hey, welcome back. Yes, indeed. This is episode number three. Number three. F that. It's time to pivot. It's time, people, to pivot into the direction of what you want. The question is, what do you want? My name is Gangsta Chef Cabrini, and you know, it occurred to me in the last two episodes that I have not mentioned my name. And I think it's because I've always thought that you knew who I am. Well, I am that familiar voice. I am the familiar voice. My goal is to be the familiar voice in your head. The one that's guiding you to you. The one that's canceling out the chitty chat that's in your mind. So today, I want to talk about, yesterday and the day before. So we're in episode three, and episode one of season three was having the perfect vision. And as I've said throughout this season three, is that I'm deeming 2020 to be the perfect vision. Hindsight is 2020. So we must first have the perfect vision. The vision for our life, the things that we want to see in our life. And even if you are not with sight, you can still somehow have a vision. Because, you know, when you're without sight, you have more of your senses, the five senses, that are even more expanded than those of us that have sight. Which brings me to episode two, which is insight. To be able to actually go within. To be able to find the happiness within. Even though the gods, or the head god, decided that they wanted to hide happiness from you. Well, I don't think God really wanted to hide happiness from you. I think God wanted to challenge you, much like God did with Adam and Eve. You know, I want to challenge you to go within and stop looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for happiness in too many faces. So today, episode three of Hindsight is 2020, gaining the perfect vision as we look without and go within, is to know that everything is always working out. Today, I want to talk about that everything is always working out. Even though sometimes it may not seem that it's working out. I mean, you know, you have challenges in your life. You have situations that are happening. And sometimes it's not of your making. But most times it continues to be of your making. Because if it wasn't of your making and then it happened, then you carried it on, right? So you kept it going and growing on. So the topic today, everything is always working out, is that you've found me. And I'm here to help you to squash the chitty chat chat that has you thinking that things are not working out for you. That has you thinking that this life is not worth living. Has you thinking that what else could possibly go wrong? And then when you ask the question, every single thing else goes wrong because you've asked the universe to show you what else could go wrong. Well, okay, your wish is my command. So if you've lived that way and you've decided to ask questions like that, then the universe, guess what, is giving you the answer. So today, every day when you're with me, I'm always bringing you to the point of asking a different question, knowing a different question, and expecting the right answer. See, because, you know, much like dogs, and interestingly enough, this just came to me that dog and God is the same name backwards, right? Much like dogs, dogs are waiting for you to tell them what to do. All you have to do is train them every single day. Tell them what you want them to do, and they will do it. And then, over a period of time, they now know your voice and your command. Well, if you think about yourself, and maybe you might think about yourself as a dog, you might want to think about how you've trained yourself. How you've trained yourself every single day to do exactly what you're doing, and you're getting the results. Isn't that interesting? Well, you know that phrase that you can't teach an old dog new tricks? Well, today we can. Today I'm teaching you a new trick. I'm telling you that everything is always working out. See, because when you trust and know God, the God within you, whatever God you serve, remember, there are many gods, there are many paths to get to a destination. Different people, different places, different religions. So, whatever one you serve, that's what I'm talking about. See, God only says, what do you want? And I will serve you. Because everything is always working out. But you have to do the work. You have to do the work when you ask God to deliver a certain thing to you. You cannot think that, well, the grass is greener over there, so I want that. But then you don't respect where you are right now. See, because the place in which you are now is the groundwork. It is setting the foundation for the grass on the other side. But to get to the grass on the other side, you have to appreciate the grass where you are. It is the grass where you are that you've created. So how are you appreciating the grass where you are? How are you appreciating the way in which you are living today? Everything is always working out. If you look back at all the situations and the things that have happened to you in your life, you know, when I look back at my life, I'm now a 55-year-old woman, and I've had so many, many, many businesses. I've had a jazz club. I've had coffee bars. I've had doggy daycares. I've worked at Pitney Bowes. I've managed Gladstones in Malibu. I've done many, many things. And when I look back at all of my failed successes, yes, I call them failed successes because they were a success. And then somehow it just didn't work out. So some people may call it failure. I call them failed successes. But every single thing that I went through led me to be right here where I am with you today. So I call that a success. I say to you that my life is now a success because everything is working out for me, because I'm doing the very thing that I was set on the planet to do, the very thing that I've actually always done. My family, my sisters, I love them so much, sent me a video. One of our cousins did a video, and It was back in the day, I was 16 years old, and it was when video just came out. And my cousin would drive from Chicago and he would video the family. And we were in New Iberia at the time. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and we were in New Iberia. And my cousin would drive from Chicago all the time. He was so excited because he had this camera. And, you know, back then, you know, we barely had a TV, let alone a video camera that would show you on TV. And I don't remember this, but I saw the video. And when I saw the video of me, my 16-year-old self, and, you know, our cousin Murray put the camera on and he had all of us talking. And I stood very poised in front of the camera and I said, it's a very important time for the family. And I said it very matter-of-factly, very, you know, when I look back at it, if I had knew anything about journalism back then, I looked like I would have been a reporter. And I look back then and I see myself today and I see the groundwork. I see the very person I was meant to be. I was helping my family get on camera. I was constantly helping people to become a better version of themselves, as I am doing right now. So everything is always working out. If you look back at your life, if you look not back, but look forward or look at your life where you are today, it is working out. You just probably can't see it. Because everything around you is so filled with muck. But when we do this 1 minute meditation, as we do every single time I'm with you, it will become clearer. So today, I want you to say, when we do our meditation, everything is always working out for me. I am on my way to the better version of me. I feel so good about who I am today. I'm looking forward to the next version of me because everything is always working out for me. I just love who I'm becoming. I love the vision of what I will become. Can I actually become the version of myself that I see? Yes, I can. I think I can. I know I can. Because I can. I can do it. I can do it. I know I can. I know I can do it. I can do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now. So, in light of the fact that everything is always working out, in light of the fact that you are at the perfect place at the right time, at the perfect juncture of your life right now, on this December 3rd, 2020, where hindsight is the perfect vision. Hindsight is 2020. When you look behind you, you can see what you don't want so that you can purge and pivot to what you do want. Right now, you can say, fuck that. You can say, fuck that. I'm going towards what I want and I'm not stopping. So let's take our meditation. Let's do our 1 minute meditation. And as we get prepared for our 1 minute meditation, I want you to sit and I want you to breathe in all possibilities. Take a deep breath right now. And let out all negativity and all things that are not serving you. As we do this 1 minute meditation, I want you to clear your mind. I want you to get still and think and know that everything is always working out for you. Here we go. Here we go. I am hoping that as you have done this 1 minute meditation with yourself, that you are now finding that spending that one moment, that 1 minute with yourself is the most rewarding time of the day. And to just imagine when you get to spend 15 minutes with yourself or 17 minutes with yourself, how amazing that will be. I'll talk to you tomorrow.